Welcome to Activate Yourself with Geeta Sidhu-Rab, where we feature otherwise normal people who, because of events in their life, have turned left and done unusual, inspiring, incredible things, like build a business, become a happiness expert, marry a prince, create an empire, or like your host, set up a health and wellness business, Nosh Detox. Here's your host, Geeta Sidhu-Rab.
My name is Geeta Sidhu-Rab, and this is Activate Yourself. And you know, in today's show, we're going to actually get you to activate yourself. And the way we're going to get you to do that is that my guest today has worked as a lifelong passion on finding ways to activate your life force while never, ever meeting you. Almost sounds like some people I've known, actually, but they probably didn't do it positively. And Tom is going to do it positively. And he's going to tell us all about that today, because he's going to talk to us about being in the quantum, using the quantum and scalar energy. So, Tom, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I you know, like when we were talking before we came on, there's all this stuff behind you. Yes. I want you to please. Okay, let's start here. I love your description. Holistic medical expert, scalar energy researcher, and humanitarian. That's almost tautology. It's saying the same thing again and again in different which I really like. So you want to talk, we're going to learn from you today about scalar energy, what it is and what it does. And so explain to me what scalar energy is.
Yes. Simply stated, it's energy from the sun and the stars. It's the natural energy of the sun and the stars. Now, other names for scalar energy are chi, prana, consciousness, life force energy, om. Yep. Some people call it pyramid energy, orgone energy. So we're not working with electricity. No, we're working with the fundamental energy of the universe. It's the energy that drives the stars.
Oh, I love that. I love the concept that there's an energy that drives the stars. That's part of us as well as it's part of everything else, isn't it? Because there isn't a division. So
yes, thank you. There is no division. That's one of my goals with this energy. You beat me to the punch. When you're working with fundamental energy, there's only one energy. You cannot divide one. So this energy will unite mankind.
And also, you can't run out of it. You can't. There's a difference in when you're being of service. We have an expression in my language. I'm Indian and I'm from Punjab. And there is a description in my language when you're giving of your own blood. But that's not when you use life force energy. When you use life, you're constantly being replenished as you use it, because there's no, it's not finite, right?
Yes, exactly. That's why the universe continues to illuminate us and give us heat, give us light. Why? We have an infinite supply of scalar energy that powers the stars. This is why the stars never lose energy. They never burn out. So this is exciting. Why? Once we tap into scalar energy, we can end the energy crisis.
So why, how is it that scalar energy becomes something we can see or touch? How is it transmuted?
Well, you're right. It is invisible. Behind me are scalar energy instruments. I can show the audience the effect of these instruments. Now, remember, scalar energy is not electricity. The instrument is operating right now, and it fills my laboratory with scalar energy to the point that if I pass a light bulb close to the instrument, the light bulb will illuminate under the influence of scalar energy.
Yeah, it lights.
Obviously, the light bulb is not, it's not plugged into anything. So what's the point? I just demonstrated a miniature star. In my laboratory, I have a miniature star. And with that, I can do incredible things with this energy.
That's amazing. I never thought of it like that. So can you turn that on and off, or is it just constantly available, like to emit energy?
It's available 24 hours a day. If I leave this machine on 24 hours a day, it's broadcasting energy in this laboratory 24 hours a day. Anything close to that Tesla coil will experience scalar energy. It's not an electrical force field. It's a scalar energy force field.
Interesting. What is the definition of scalar exactly as a word?
Well, we can't rely upon academia because they've never defined it. Scalar energy is... it's a double helix in composition. It is another branch of physics. It's not electromagnetic physics. It is the fundamental energy of the universe. It's the initial energy of the universe. electricity is a derivative of scalar energy. So to define scalar energy, it's a divine source of energy that originates from the sun and the stars.
So the machine that is behind you is stepping that down to make it more available?
Yes. It's a, now we can concentrate that energy with this machine. Scalar energy is all around us, but now we have to concentrate. We have to magnify the signal. When I can do that, again, with a light bulb and demonstrate that I can illuminate a light bulb, that's the signal that's so strong it can animate a light bulb in my hand.
I love that. That's amazing. So what you say that the scalar energy helps us to form our own nutrients, right? Could you talk about that?
I will. Let me explain. When I work with people, I work exclusively with photographs. There are no in-person sessions. Why? Scalar energy is life force energy that's everywhere. If somebody were to submit their photograph to me, that's my photograph. It has their signature. So people bilocate to my laboratory by way of their photograph.
Like their essence.
Their essence, yes. This is their bilocated version. Now, in order for me to download a nutrient, I take a photograph of a nutrient, B3, and I place it side by side my photograph. So what am I doing? I'm sharing two quantum fields, two energy fields. I am downloading B3 into my quantum field energetically. It's not a chemical. So my body, quantum body, now will start acquiring that vitamin and assemble it inside my quantum field, not by way of chemical, by way of intelligence.
So let me stop you for a sec so I can assimilate that. When you pick the vitamin B3 image that you have there and over your photograph, why did you specifically pick B3? Just to say,
An example, at random.
What you're saying then is that you've taken the photo of the person, this instance it's you, you've put vitamin B3 there because we need niacin, and you have put it next to a field that is focused on energizing and illuminating that particular connection.
That's correct. And as long as I place these two photographs in my instrument, it is then in a scalar energy environment, not an electromagnetic environment, and there's a sharing of information, and immediately vitamin B3 downloads into my quantum plane. This is how I achieve my vitamins, my amino acids on a daily basis, not chemically, energetically.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So I am trying to, see then that, so you're doing this energetically, it's become focused. When it's focused and you give it a viewpoint, it absorbs and moves towards that kind of frequency so that that is provided and kind of, in my brain, it kind of steps it down into reality, as it were, because it's got the higher vibration and it kind of brings it there. So what is it that you, in what you do, what do you use scalar energy for?
I use it to improve our health, our energetic health, our quantum health. Again, it's not a biological process. So in synopsis, you can use a vitamin to download a vitamin into my quantum field, or I can identify a bacterium, Enterococcus, match it up with my photograph. And if I were to have Enterococcus in my quantum field, this communication of these two force fields would not only find Enterococcus, but eliminate it. Reduce it to a state of chaos. So I can either assemble a nutrient by way of a photograph of a vitamin or a mineral, or I can eradicate a bacterium or a virus by way of a photograph. All of my work is with photographs. Why? A photograph is a source of light. Light never makes a mistake. This light source of Enterococcus can be identified in my quantum field. So to be clear, this is not a chemical process. It's non-physical intelligence. This type of scalar energy intelligence never makes a mistake. Hence, my work is flawless.
So what happens as well, when you provide an image of Enterococcus or niacin or whatever, there's a purity around that because that image is single focus. And so there is reason for it all to get confusing. Okay, so we're going to go on a short break. And when we come back, I would love you to tell me about the kind of results, please, that you've had, because I find that fascinating. So we're just going to go on a break.
Okay, thank you.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. station that makes you feel good.
And we're back. So I can't wait to hear the results.
Okay. We're working with HIV/AIDS clinics around the world.
Right.
This is a photograph of Om Prakash HIV/AIDS clinic in Delhi, India.
Yeah.
Over 5,000 people. 5,000 people have submitted their photograph. This is a group photograph.
Yeah.
From Delhi, India. After we worked with these photographs, many of these people had a follow-up PCR test. All of those PCR tests show no viral load for HIV virus.
Seriously.
And the study is with over 5,000 people at Om Prakash in New Delhi, India.
Can I first salute you on how well you say Om Prakash? I'd just like to point that out.
Okay, thank you.
You pronounced them. That's a good thing. I'm a fan of that. So how fast did that happen?
It only takes one session to confuse, to bring to state of chaos a virus.
And because if it's in a state of chaos, it's not cohesive. And
yes.
And so it can't function as an attacking mechanism.
Yes. What I theorize is we negate the molecular bonds of the HIV virus and it breaks down in fragments. And a fragmented virus is not viral.
No, because the message is not being carried. So yeah.
That's correct. It ceases to exist. Very good. Yeah.
Okay. So. What is it that you must have so many more of these? I mean, if it's this fast. Yeah,
we do. Here's another set of quickly. This is from Tanzania. We're working with an HIV community in Tanzania. I'm just going to brief through this testimony. All of these photographs represent people who at one time were HIV positive.
Yeah.
After the scalar energy sessions, nobody has a viral load for HIV. Now, I don't mean to be condescending, but this has become rather commonplace with us. We work with clinics all over the world. I'm working with a few people in Miami, and nobody has a viral load after I work with them in Miami, Florida. So what's the point? Well, I want to draw to the attention of this new technology, and hopefully the world will get on board. Hopefully the world will support this.
So does this work on things like COVID or long COVID, for example? Because I struggled with COVID, long COVID, all of last year, and it was utterly beautiful. Yeah. I really, really struggled with that.
I'll speak about my personal take on that. I live in Florida. I rarely wear a mask. I rarely wore a mask during the pandemic. I never came down with COVID. I had an active life. I didn't hide behind closed doors. I never contracted COVID, period.
Well, bully for you. I wish I'd been there because I was very happy about contracting COVID till last year in January and it came and whacked me. And I was very unhappy about that. How does this, because one of the questions that you've submitted, one of the things to talk about was how it affects the chakras and the meridian points. How does it affect the chakras and meridian points? Like, I guess it rebalances the crap out of it.
If this is divine energy, source energy,
yeah,
automatically, I don't have to instruct this instrument. Let me once again explain. I place my photograph close to this Tesla coil.
Yeah.
There's a download of light. The amount of light that goes into that light bulb is the same identical light that's going to my chakras and my brain waves. Doesn't matter if you're here, the photograph carries the signal. That is a chakra balancer.
Got it. Because if you anywhere that you put light, light effectively heals and transmutes
yes.
and raises the vibration. Okay, I'm just sending you my photograph. So we're going to go with that thought. Like,
yes.
Screenshot my damn face and get on with it. That would work. Yeah,
you're absolutely right. Light is perfect. Light downloads energy and intelligence. It does not make mistakes. Light is fundamental.
Yeah, no, I find this very easy in that because while being a lawyer, trained as a healer, and one of the things that happened in that process was a really strong, clear understanding of what light brings into the body, what it brings into anyone. That's that if you raise the light, you're raising the vibration, and as such, the hologrammatic, what's the word? The hologram that is you
yes.
is on hologram. A higher level. Light. There's no
yes, right. There's yes, no that. That is my work. The universe is holographic in the scalar energy realm, in the realm of prana and chi. And my photograph represents me. I can bilocate anywhere through my photograph. I can be two places at once. I can be in five places simultaneously.
100%. That's why you can get healings from somebody who's in a completely another country, or an intuitive reading or whatever, because your energy is your energy. It's not restricted to your home. It doesn't have a physical wall, right? So yeah,
that's correct.
We're preaching to the converted. In fact, how does it, there's a place here where you're talking about how it helps with mind and spirit enhancement.
Yeah. Many times this chakra balancing is so strong, balancing our brainwaves, our chakras. People say that they're no longer addicted to cigarettes or alcohol. Now, that's not my doing. The energy has, if you will, removed that desire for cigarettes and alcohol. I find that fascinating. So my point is this. You don't stand in the way of divine energy. Divine energy knows how to cure. I don't cure. Scalar energy.
Right. So what you're saying is that you're there to act kind of as a conduit for it, and then it just does its thing, and it does it very well.
Yeah. To be clear, God cures. It's God's energy. All the curing, all the healing comes from God. This is divine energy. And that's the key to my research. I never consider myself a physician or a healer. It's God. It's that type of interface that provides the healing.
Okay. So what do we say to people? I'm like, what do you say to a non-believer?
We offer 15 days of free sessions. And that way I tell non-believers, why don't you just try it out? It's free. You tell me how you feel after you receive this energy.
And so when you've sent it to them for 15 days, what happens? What are the results that happen to people?
Well, people tell me that their mouth is clean, that they no longer have bacterial biofilm. People say that they sleep better because of the chakra balancing. Some people say that their nails are stronger because of the nutrients that are downloaded. There's so many results, favorable results within the first 2 weeks. We let people make that decision. And frankly, I have to. This has never been done before. The instruments are unique. Nobody has this approach. So I have to introduce this to, if you will, a broad population.
Yeah, like a skeptical one, because in those terms, then it's a better function. Okay, so we're going to go for a quick break, and then we're going to come back. And then when we come back, I would like you to tell me how you ended up here. How did your research bring you here? Because I think, you know, in life, we often, especially when we're passionate, we talk a lot about the things that we do. And for the majority of us as humans, we want to know how you as the person got there, because that's what interests us as other humans, right? So we're going to go to a short break, and then we'll be back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so we're back. So this is the personal bit. What is it that made you go on this journey? On this show, we usually start there, but we're finishing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was God's providence. God gave me the wisdom, the knowledge for this. And I was really inspired by one researcher, Nikola Tesla. Tesla was a great scientist. He was the first man to harness scalar energy. And in many ways, I think it's an oversight by people that they don't realize he discovered scalar energy. I have not discovered it. He is the founding father of scalar energy research. So as a youngster, I said, I'm going to pursue that path.
Wow. So this is from like when you were very young.
That's correct. Yes. When I was 10, 11 years of age. Yes.
I love that. What were you doing finding out Tesla when you were 10 or 11?
You know, I was always an avid reader. My dad encouraged me to read. And when I started reading about Tesla, I said, that's it. He's a genius. Tesla's a genius.
So when you look at this and the work that you do with this machine and scalar energy, it must be also that it impacts all the other parts of your life too, no? But you can't have that kind of understanding and not have it impact.
Yeah, this has given me really a very intimate understanding of nature. If all energy derives from the sun and the stars, then that's the animating force of the universe, which has its interplay with geology, with economics, with psychology. The main mover, the animating force, is scalar energy. All information starts as scalar energy. So once we really take that into consideration, we'll have a better understanding of the science.
You mean once we've actually worked out that everything's interconnected, even though we give it a different name?
Yes, exactly. It drives me crazy. You know, you expressed that previously. It's really a tautology. It's just a matter of how you...
But do you find that the reason we separate out all of those things is because it's easier for our brains to focus on it? Or you know, surely you have to dumb something down to focus in on it to make it work.
I think a lot of people feel comfortable when you can compartmentalize and, you know, divide and conquer, so to speak. But once you realize that there's only one energy, and that one energy has its imprint on all the sciences, on everything, which is scalar energy, this is the fundament of the universe. Nothing else is fundamental. Energy is fundamental. So every science owes its, if you will, creation, owes its actual character to this fundament, scalar energy.
So did you create this machine?
Yes, but I'm not the initial creator. I've copied it from an American inventor, Galen Hieronymus, who's deceased. I carry on his work, and I work with a brilliant engineer, and all the equipment has to be handmade. It's a custom-built instrument.
It's a custom-built?
Custom-built instrument. Everything has to be manufactured from scratch, so to speak, yeah.
So it's not something that you would then make and sell to people. They have a version of it in their home. They do it through you.
No. Yeah, it's just too expensive. And I really don't want to let the technology out to the general public. The energy is so strong. I don't want this in the hands of some people.
Yeah, you know, and how true is that? Because you just never have any bloody idea what is going to happen. Because people somehow find the worst version of how something works. How has this impacted in your life? How has scalar energy improved your life and changed your life?
It's improved my health. I'm very vibrant. I feel very healthy. I'm 63 years of age. It's helped me significantly.
Definitely do not look 63.
Thank you. And I would say it's my outlook in life. If this is possible to provide free energy to the world, imagine what that means. Ultimately, how we're going to liberate the world with this singularity, with this unifying principle.
So how would that change how the world functioned if there's only one?
If we had relatively inexpensive energy, it would liberate mankind. Look how much of our paycheck goes to energy creation. What if we could have very inexpensive energy? And keep in mind, you don't need an infrastructure with this. You don't need satellites. You can just broadcast the energy anywhere in the world. So an infinite supply of energy, the infrastructure always already exists, no carbon footprint, no pollution, easy to use. This will change the world.
So basically, you would have to make more of those machines.
Yes, eventually, yes.
Okay, because you're saying that what we could use is use that to power our light bulbs and to do different things.
Yeah, in other words, if I can illuminate a light bulb locally, eventually, I want this instrument to be so strong I can illuminate a city. If I can magnify this energy 100,000-fold, a million-fold, instead of illuminating a light bulb, I could broadcast the energy and light up all of Mumbai, Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you probably could. So how would this help with anti-aging?
I believe the nutrient program helps to reduce oxidative stress. We're able to provide the nutrients that are needed so that if there's a free radical out there, it can, if you will, bind to an electron. That's my theory. So the proper nutrition, I think, provides the proper environment for homeostasis. That's the key to my work. Energy, this type of energy is perfect. which is homeostasis. If you have homeostasis, you cannot age.
Yeah, because really aging is running down, isn't it, in a way? And so if you're not running anything down, you don't need to. I always use in my work, I always use the analogy of a car. And if you have a Ferrari, because I'm a car girl, I like that. What do you call it in America? Petrolhead, something like that.
Yes.
I love cars. And I'm like, why would you have a Ferrari and then put crappy fuel in the Ferrari?
Exactly.
You wouldn't. You would put high octane fuel because, you know, like I drive a Porsche because I like cars. And if you put something bad in my Porsche, I'm coming to get you because you will ruin my
No, I agree with you. I don't know why people eat junk food. That's a good point.
Yeah, but this is it. I always say to people, your mind and your body knows what you think about it by what goes in your mouth. So why would you put that crap in it?
You have to change that. It takes a lot of education.
Yeah, especially in America, because North America is you know, subject to some of the worst misinformation around food in the world. Because where we live, we just don't have as much of this as a problem. We eat very differently.
Well, we see the food industry, the fast food industry, you know, money drives that. The motivating force is money, profit.
Yeah, that's a little sad. I'm unhappy about that, generally speaking. So what do you see the future of this being, Tom?
We will unite mankind with scalar energy. Scalar energy will free mankind, liberate mankind. Free energy, eventually we'll have anti-gravity instruments. Eventually we'll be able to download information by scalar energy. We'll increase our intellect by way of light waves. You don't have to read or study. It will change every aspect of life.
I love that as a hope and a desire and an ambition. That's a really great approach to it. Do you think this works on things like allergies, or like we have such increasing food allergies and issues in the world today? I know my son, that's how I got involved in health, because my son had this.
But many times people say it will help them with seasonal allergies. And some people say that this chakra balancing will correct, if you will, an aversion to some type of food. But that's particular to each individual. So I can't make a blanket statement.
No, exactly. Okay, so you have got a very cool offer for everybody who's listening. Tell us about it.
In order to prove this, I want everybody in the world to send in their photograph, email us your photograph. The age of the photo does not matter. We will treat you for free for 15 days. No questions asked. Just visit our website, scalarlight.com. Email us your photograph. You can send photographs of your family, even your pets, and then you decide the merit of this session.
And then once they've worked that out, if they want to work more, what you then do is you have a basic charging structure for the other sessions.
That's correct. Yes, that's correct.
How long is each session when you're doing it?
I'll explain. 1 hour a day, I work the pathogens. The second hour a day, I balance the chakras. And then the remaining 22 hours a day, I download nutrients. So the instruments are on 24 hours a day.
Interesting. Yeah, because I mean, that seems like a deeply reasonable balance, doesn't it? Yep. That's amazing, Tom. Thank you very much for joining us. Tell us again the site that people should go to for this.
Scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can sign up for free. Please try it.
Yeah.
Test it.
Definitely. And we'll have
to test it out
as well. But thank you so much for joining us. So this is, it's been a very interesting conversation. So this is Tom Palladino, and I'm looking at your site here, Scalar Energy. There also, you have a YouTube, right?
Yes.
Palladino Scalar, S-C-A-L-A-R. So scalarlight.com. And thank you very much. That was very interesting to understand more about the specificity about what happens when you actually drill down into creating a focused light source.
Yes, thank you. It is focused. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. So my name is Geeta Sidhu-Rob. Thank you very much for joining me on Activate Yourself. And I hope that this was interesting and inspiring, that you found a different way to look at what your health and wellness could look like and would look like. Because I always think that the things that you will try that will make the difference to your life, you haven't yet met it, you know? And so try something new and try something different and then be open, because you just have no idea where it's going to take you. So thank you for joining me in my episode today. And I look forward to having you join us again.
Thank you so much for joining us. Our goal was to give you pause, make you think about your life, and inspire you to say, wow, what if I tried to do that? If they can do it, so can I. Did it work? Let us know by finding us on social media at Gita Sidhu Rob or at Nosh Detox. We upload new shows every 2 weeks here. And if you start to miss us, check us out on YouTube.